after. Fire clean. She looks around. He lay, what was left, in small pieces, like little black charred seeds. She picked them up, sniffed them deeply, and put them in her pockets. Patting them gently, she turned heel. A grey mist carried in the dawn. The soldiers were at a loss without their leader. A clan of little boys. Daddy gone and no word. He couldn't have left them. The townsfolk. They must have done something. They must have taken him. They must know. They. Marching fast, kicking open each door, dragging and pulling, bayonets, fists, spitting orders. They were rounded in the open. Trembling on knees, the townsfolk watched as Sissy skipped into the square. So pretty, with her song voice, tapping her little pockets in time to her beat. So benevolent, her smile, as she began to grow, and grow, and grow. Her brothers sent her a caress on the wind and she shook out her hair. Deep within the core of her was an endless molten, seated like a genie. She rose and touched the sky with it. Her pockets burst. When they saw him, the seeds of him, the soldiers lost their horror and charged. They bounced off her. Little corn-popping men, burst kernels buried at her feet. The townsfolk waited till the smoke drifted back to where it had come from. Hugged each other. It was all at an end. And now? Now I take my children up Mount Sissy. She's lain dormant now, for longer than anyone remembers. She rumbles, now and then as warning. We live peaceably, in respect. Around her grow the wildest trees. Soldier ferns, we call them.